Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
The iconic singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen has passed away, aged 82. His record label Sony Music Canada announced the star's death on their Facebook page this afternoon. Mr. Cohen's music spanned five decades. He wrote songs for artists like James Taylor and Willie Nelson, and is famous for his own classics like Everybody Knows and I'm Your Man. His song, Alleluia, probably his most famous. Let's go to Peter Ford, 2GB's entertainment editor. He's on the line. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Ben. What a shocking year for music. You know, if you were to make a list of the world's greatest singer-songwriters of our time, you would certainly have David Bowie there, you'd have Prince there, and you'd have Leonard Cohen there. And they've all gone this year. And in the case of Leonard Cohen, at the age of 82, just 3 years ago he was touring Australia. I don't know that he necessarily wanted to be touring the world. He was sort of a reclusive man, but his manager had ripped him off for millions of dollars. He'd gone and sold his songwriting rights from underneath him. And I'm not saying he was broke, but certainly his fortune was decimated. He was kind of forced to go out on the road again, but in a funny kind of way, it sort of really revived him in people's minds, and has probably made him more popular than ever.
Yeah, and plenty of contemporary artists who are all coming out and saying, this guy had a big impact on my career.
Well, that's for sure, and you know, this is when you see the upside of social media, and already a lot of big-name people like your Bette Midlers and Russell Crowe, Katie Lang, who of course had quite a big hit with Hallelujah herself. They've all come out and said what an inspirational man he was in their lives. So, yeah, it's sad when we lose these great performers. But, in his case, it's a huge body of work. And not necessarily music that went to the top of the charts, but music that was always interesting. And in fact, he didn't often get a lot of airtime on radio stations. But his fan base was so strong, they wanted to hear what he had to say. And because he was also a poet, and also a novelist, wrote novels as well. You know, that ability to create extraordinary lyrics and tell a story and deliver a message through music, he was great at it.
Yeah, a memorial service will be held in LA at a later date. Peter Ford, thanks so much for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks, Ben.
Our entertainment editor, Peter Ford, joining us on the line. How many albums? 14 studio albums, 5 live albums, inducted into both the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. We farewell Leonard Cohen this afternoon, aged 82.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.